This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. This weekend, we're talking financial disputes, a fight over that astronomical cell phone bill or the grocery tab. We've all been there. And hopefully we come to some amicable solution about how we've spent our hard-earned cash. But some money disputes, they end up in court, like small claims court. You know, the kind you see on that TV show People's Court. But People's Court won't prepare you for the real thing, folks. So we asked Kirk Shelton to teach us the basics. He's acting chief of counseling and dispute resolution at L.A. County's Department of Consumer Affairs. Kirk, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So talk about how small claims court works.
Sure. So small claims court is all about getting justice. It's a court for the people. It's no lawyers. It's a chance for you to go in, meet with a judge, and tell your story. You file some paperwork. You get a court date. You have a chance, not very long, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes at the most, to tell your side of the story. The other side gets to tell their side of the story. And judge is going to make a decision on who has the merits of the case.
Right. But the amount that you're disputing over, it has to be below a certain amount, right?
Right. Here in California, it has to be under $10,000.
Under $10,000. Okay. So what kind of cases are the most common?
By far, the majority of what we see in there are landlord-tenant disputes, a lot of times involving security deposits or trying to collect on rent or damages to a property. But you really see the gambit.
Okay. So if our listeners hear this and they think, yeah, I've got one of these cases, I want to go to small claims court, give them an idea of how the process works. Just a lot of us think, you know, we've watched too much TV. We think we're Alicia on The Good Wife or something. We're going to go in there and dazzle the judge with our brilliance, you know, but we really have no clue. So what's some of the protocol that we should follow when we're defending ourselves?
Yeah. And that's a great question because it's all about following the procedures. It's a process. So when you're doing that first step of filling out the paperwork, you need to make sure you do it exactly right. You've got to name the party correctly, and it's got to be a party that you're going to be able to serve to give them a copy of the information. So it needs to be some, you have to have some way of a local contact that you can serve it to. So it's really important at that first step, fill out the paperwork, get all the information correctly, and then file it with the court. They're going to give you a court date here in California. It'll be within 70 days. And in court, you've got to be organized. It's a short period of time. You've got to have your evidence laid out. And I mean, as you said, it's not a TV drama. You don't want to bring in the drama. You got to bring the facts into the courtroom and really explain your case. Show your evidence. Walk the judge through why you're owed this money.
And when you say evidence, that could just mean a good record of receipts or what, checks, that kind of thing?
Exactly. It can be receipts. It can be a contract that you signed. It could be a lease agreement. Sometimes it's just pictures showing what you're trying to show. But it's not about the flair and the razzle-dazzle. It's really about getting to the facts and explaining why you're owed that money.
I'm curious, do most people come in prepared like that?
No. I think that could be the biggest thing to help you winning your case is really being organized and being prepared. We recommend that people stop by and go see a case ahead of time because it's open. It's welcome. You can go see other cases and it really gives you an idea of what works and what's not going to work in the courtroom.
I assume also that you have to have a lot of patience if you go to small claims court. I assume there is a backlog.
Yeah, it is a process. And so there's going to be that first up to 70 days to file the case. And then even once you get your hearing, it's still the process goes. It doesn't end with winning your judgment. Even if you go in there and you win, then you're going to need to collect. And that's the next process. And that's where some people really run into some problems.
Well, let's talk about that because we've gotten a lot of mail from people who were very frustrated. We asked people on our Facebook page about their experience with small claims court. And a lot of them were complaining about it. And one of them, Liz Gross, wrote to us and said it was terrible, quote unquote. She won her judgment, but she still hasn't been paid. Jeff Gregory wrote to us that, quote, it was a waste of time and resources. So what is it about the collection process that can be so frustrating?
Yeah, and it's really important you go in with your expectations at the right level and you know what to expect going in. Once you win your judgment, it's not you don't walk out of the courtroom and get a check right there. It's going to be the debtor has 30 days to pay you. And if they don't, and in many cases they don't, then you have to start going into other processes to collect. And there's options available. Here in California, you can garnish the wages. If you know where they bank, you can get it straight out of their bank account. Or you can work with the sheriff, if it's a business, to go into a till tap where you actually go and take money out of the cash register to pay that judgment.
Wow.
So there are options available. Judgments are good for 10 years, which kind of gives you an idea of how long it might take. You have quite a while there to collect that money.
So we've talked a lot about California law here. Do the laws vary state to state?
Yeah, there are differences from state to state, and different jurisdictions are going to have different rules and procedures. And so it is important really to make sure that you understand kind of your local court. But many states have developed kind of similar ideas so that people have this opportunity to go to the court and resolve these kind of smaller amount cases.
So You have to have patience to go through this process. If you don't have the patience, are there other alternatives instead of going to small claims court?
Yes, definitely. One of the things that we recommend that some people do is look at a mediation process. In many areas, it's available for free. And what a mediator will do is they'll sit down with both sides and try to talk out the problem.
Huh.
In a lot of cases, there is some agreement on both sides. And if you can just get someone in there, a neutral party, who can help really identify what the needs of both sides are, you can reach an agreement without even having to go through the court process. So that's another great option for some people. Plus, there's some kind of cases that aren't appropriate for small claims.
Like what?
Small claims is a money court. You have to be able to want to get money. If you don't want to get money, going to small claims court, you're not going to be able to get what you want. And so if what you're trying to do is get family photos that your cousin has taken from you, small claims isn't going to help
Forget
you with
it.
That. Exactly.
Mediator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or all sorts of barking dogs, animal complaints, stuff. If you can't monetize the damages, small claims isn't going to be the right place for you.
I'm curious, what's the weirdest case you've ever seen in small claims?
There have been a lot of weird ones. One of my favorites was a jilted fiancé who wanted his ring back when his bride and actually she had sold it. And so he wanted the ring back as his first thing. And we told him small claims really, you know, it's not getting stuff back. It's getting the value of it. So
right.
you could sue her for the value of the ring. And they went to court and they got it. And overheard outside the courtroom, it was overheard her yelling at him, and this is why we're never going to get married.
So did he get his money back?
He did, actually.
How much?
I believe it was $2,500.
Yeah, which is substantial.
Yeah.
Right. Kirk Shelton, he's acting chief of counseling and dispute resolution at the L.A. County Department of Consumer Affairs. Kirk, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. It's been great.